This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ariel.
And I'm Sean.
We are in this rock band, Icon for Hire. We are from Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where we are hunkered down at the moment.
Yes. I'm really glad we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Why is that?
Oh, we almost got stuck, I guess, would it have been Hamburg or Austria on tour?
Yeah. We for those of you who don't know, we just got back from a month-long European tour. A
couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And it was looking like we were going to have to remain in Europe, which
yes.
Europe is lovely, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we were pretty freaked out there for
a second. So we started our tour in Russia and we were going through Sweden. And when we left, there wasn't much about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know.
When we left to go on the tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we left and then every day.
It just kept getting worse.
So we started the tour. When was it? February 16th. We flew over there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
February 16th. And then it was like... Nothing. It's like, hey, have you guys heard about this virus?
People were like DMing us like, hey, in Italy, are you still coming? Because our last show of the tour was in Italy, which we'll get to in a moment.
Yeah, people were going, hey, we're so glad you're coming to Italy. And this is like, you know, like not very long ago.
Right. And so it felt like what would happen was we would leave a country because, you know, the way it is when you're in Europe on tour, you know, you're in like one country per day and then a few countries, maybe a couple days at a time for a couple different cities, like Germany or whatnot, but every city we would leave, it felt like right after that, there would be like a ban on performances of, you know, or gatherings of a few hundred people or more.
Yeah, we're like, what?
Bam, or we'd go to a hotel and they'd ask us, where are all the cities that you've previously been to? We'd have to list it out.
You're like, why? I've never had to answer these before in my life.
So we got like really into the whole coronavirus rabbit hole news feed pretty early on because we're like, this could seriously affect our tour. So
yeah, and at the time there was no cases like... in Germany,
mm-hmm.
or the United States, mm-hmm. or in like, I don't think there was that many in Italy.
Well, Italy was starting to go, but like UK really wasn't a lot. It wasn't very common. And I would be
so
like,
we were like packed in a van with our entire bandmates and our crew, and then we were going into these venues with all these hundreds of kids. And when we had no, like now thinking about it, I'm going, oh my God.
To our knowledge, we have not contracted the virus. Of course, we could be the silent deadly carriers, but. I'm so dramatic, but it seems pretty cool, like miraculous actually, that we traveled to so many places and didn't get it, especially, right. You know, being out in the crowd, meeting fans and everything. But unfortunately it did affect the end of our tour.
Yeah. So we were supposed to play in Milan on, March 13th and we were going to spend a few days there extra for vacation. But Zurich, Switzerland would have been on March 12th. I believe, and then March 13th, those last two shows got canceled.
Yeah.
And for good reasons.
And so we ended up flying home, and for a while though, we were like really freaked out. Are we even going to get a flight? It was super crazy.
We were in Hamburg trying to find flights to get back home. And then the airport that we had, the airline we had booked flights are, I think, filing bankruptcy now, so we're not getting any of that money.
Oh my God. So we lost like a lot of flights.
Yeah, we lost a lot of money. And we barely got flights back. And then right when we flew back into New Jersey, we flew into New Jersey and then we flew back into Nashville. But everybody at the same time turned airplane mode off.
Yeah, when we landed.
And everybody looked.
On their phone.
And our families and friends and everybody on social media was going, are you guys back home yet? Because you won't be allowed to fly back in.
So that was the evening that Trump went on live and was like, no one from Europe can come over to America at all. And then, of course, like his, they stepped it back a little bit a couple hours later. They were like, actually, you can for a couple days. But it was super freaky. For a moment there, it seemed like
we weren't going to get back
here. Like we had caught the last flight back. Anyway, so we are super grateful. We are quarantined together in our little Nashville cottage. We've been spending a lot of time outside. We've been actually kind of rocking the isolation portion.
Yes.
Like, right?
Like, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride. Like, mm-hmm. It's like a minute by minute, sometimes a little better, hour by hour.
Yeah.
But it's like, I am going to be an expert gardener. And I'm planting gardens and like doing all these things. And then and like the next hour later, it's like, oh, I'm just going to go in and watch Netflix. Yeah. And then I'm in there for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit.
No, I feel the same way. There's times when I'm journaling. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to bake all these things. There's all these projects. I'm going to thrive. And then other times I just feel hit with the magnitude of it. Mostly like the collective. You know, I feel like there's like a collective vibe. The whole earth is experiencing a lot of loss together.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to navigate. Like, how do you hold on to your sanity? Especially for, I don't know how you're handling this, but like someone like myself who has to kind of keep my mental fortitude in check anyway. So if I'm feeling low during this time, I ask myself, would I be feeling depressed right now anyway? Because that's just kind of what happens.
Who you are?
Yeah, yeah, like it's just kind of built into my day-to-day often where it's like a lot of ups and downs. It seems obviously a lot more extreme right now. And then there's like guilt and there's comparison. And if I am feeling like I'm having a good day, then I feel like maybe I shouldn't because obviously there's so much loss happening, actual death happening. None of the listeners need to be reminded of that, I'm sure. But I will say that like we are... When I say we're like model quarantine citizens and the fact that we've literally just been inside or walked like the neighborhood without talking to anyone, touching anyone, obviously. Yeah. We're not going into grocery stores. We're getting everything delivered. We're not getting a lot of, you know, restaurants delivered. Like we're just pretty much hanging out in the perimeter of our yard and house.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing right now. We're just doing a lot of writing. All of our studio time in Los Angeles got canceled a couple weeks ago, obviously. And so we are just going to continue writing. Planting our garden,
and
I don't
know
where I was 10 years ago, but I just started The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing show.
Like perfect timing for you perfect to get sucked timing. Into that. Yeah.
And now I'm like texting my family and friends are like, yeah, I watched it. Like,
you're like, have you heard of this cool new show?
Yeah, have you seen this? Yeah, like, yeah, 8 years ago. I'm like, fuck.
Are you mad that I didn't tell you earlier?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's too funny. But we are actually going to take a huge risk starting tomorrow, which I am iffy about. It feels really strange, considering how careful we've been. We are inviting a third member into our quarantine circle, and we are going to head to a studio in Nashville and work with...
Supposedly, no one's been in or out.
Yeah, and it's been sanitized, but still, it's a risk. Like,
it's a risk.
I don't ever want to say that we can control and take these protective measures, and that means that it's for sure safe. It's not. The producer's putting himself at risk by being with us, and we're putting ourselves at risk by being with him. And it's kind of a risk that we're all accepting, and we're going to really capitalize on it. We're going to work with this one producer for, like, a month, and... you know, we do have a lot of friends that are going in and out of the studio, and we're not going to have engineers going in and out. We're not going to have session players. It's literally just going to be the three of us. This producer is now a member of our band, so that feels really good to get some music knocked out during this time.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest thing, it's like, I'm worried, not I really necessarily, I am worrying about it.
What?
I'm like, how, like, concerts are my favorite thing to do. And that's why I became a musician.
Like to perform.
Yeah. And to go watch my friends perform or just my favorite bands. Yeah. It's like, what is going to happen with the touring industry as we know it? Like, that's why I live in Nashville, because I can go down the road and see, like, amazing artists.
Just the heart of live music.
Yeah.
And it's really...
That's probably my biggest worry right now. I mean, besides, like, my family and my friends staying safe and myself, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, what's, like, your biggest fear? Like... You're a germaphobe anyway, so this is like whole next level nightmare shit happening.
I've been a, you know, hand sanitizer carrying human for probably decades now. I'm pretty much, I don't like to shake hands. I don't love to hug. I don't love touching human strangers in general. But I guess I'm mostly freaked out for everyone's well-being and mental sanity during this time. Physical aside, so, you know, if we've got our health taken care of on the other side of that, I'm like, how are... millions of humans going to handle this, especially people who live alone. I think that's going to be really hard if you don't have a roommate or you don't have someone that is going through this with you and you're just freaking on doing this on your own. But, you know, something that has been really helpful to me, I want to talk about some ways that we've been able, like, to survive this time, because I think that's, like, the human story sharing about how we're getting through this is really important. Not to, I do want to say I don't like it when people touch on that whole idea of, like, let's be super productive during this time and, like, let's, like, revamp our whole lives and we have to write 5 books. Like, that seems a little unrealistic. You never think...
Especially right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's hard enough to be creative. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty, like, creative person.
Yeah.
But it's, like, during this time, I'm, like, talking to my friends and I'm, like, there's, like, so much, like, things in my head about what's going on. I'm like, I'm not fucking creative.
No,
like, I don't write anything.
There is so much noise in our heads.
Yeah.
And that's
so weird, because it's like, for the first time in my life, I'm not like booking a tour or releasing an album or like doing a new merchandise line or like.
So it's like a different kind of noise.
It's a different kind of noise. It's like, holy fuck, are we going to make this? Are we going to make it through this?
No, I totally agree. And that's why I've been trying to like check socials less, check the news less, just because I feel like we do have, everyone talks about the opportunity of this time, and I don't want to be opportunistic with a, you know, like pandemic. That doesn't seem appropriate. However, I do feel that there are little ways that we can still like survive and, you know, find our joy in this time. That's really important to me to not hate my life, obviously. And so one of the things I've been really enjoying doing is thinking of ways to come up with my own narrative around this whole pandemic instead of tapping into the cultural narrative automatically. So a lot of us, because we're in isolation, we're not able to get any kind of connection from other humans, obviously. So the only way we find connection is by being on our phones nonstop, checking the Instagram memes, right? Checking the Twitter feed, checking the news, seeing what everyone's watching online, like all that helps us feel plugged into community. But what it also does is we take on the story that everyone else has. And I think that kind of ruins this beautiful opportunity. This has never existed before, this time, anything like this. So we all have a chance to kind of create our own new narrative around it. And I think that is kind of a cool opportunity that, if it felt good, could be something to take advantage of. So I've been trying to do that a little bit, but
I think I've been like definitely experienced what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I want to thank you right now because you helped me set up my Pinterest.
Yes, I did.
Because I was like in a, like, not a depression, but I was just like, man, this is really fucked up. And like, man, this is really messed up.
Yeah.
And then I talked to my friend, and I'm like, yeah, this is for sure messed
it's
up.
It's easy to get caught in that. Yeah. And
like, talking to my dad, and I talked to my, you know, family, and they're like, everyone is just like, you get on the phone, you're just exhausted.
Just as depressed as you were before.
So I started a new routine, I guess, or just a fun exercise. With a Pinterest board. You know, I think it's like, in, there's a lot of guys out there that like dream about having like a cabin in the woods or something. And just
really?
Like,
you think this is a universal male fantasy?
I think this is a universal male fantasy about just unplugging out of a cubicle or a studio and going to the cabin. Okay, so with my Pinterest board, I did like a vision board, I guess, you know, and I've got like, you know, fans, and I've got a cabin and all these like workout routines, and it's like, you know what, I'm either gonna go like be a crazy like borderline like prepper or some like toilet paper.
What?
No,
what?
I'm just kidding. It's a funny joke. It's a funny joke. Or I'm gonna like try to like envision this new life. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Oh God, like it's so easy to go down the rabbit hole, be super worried, be the prepper versus you're creating a future in your head.
Yeah.
On Pinterest.
And it's like a routine that I'm trying to do like every day just to not get sucked into that vortex of like fucking crazy.
Because the present is so freaky. The future is so uncertain that you're trying to kind of map out your own future. I think that's great. That's a great idea.
I'm also going to try to write some letters. I haven't wrote a letter since I was in grade school.
Your grandma would love that.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah, because she sends us these cute little cards all the time.
Yeah. So we haven't wrote letters for like our generation, definitely. So I think I'm going to try to write a few letters.
I think you should.
I'm going to have like go back to my cursive writing.
Okay. Can I get one?
Yeah, sure.
I would freak out if I went to the mailbox and got a letter from you.
Oh,
I'd love that. I'd be so into it.
We can just start writing, like, some of our fans letters. Instead of typing them up and being all like that.
Okay, Icon Army. That's the name of our fan base. Icon Army, if you're listening to this, I want you to know this is Sean's idea. I do not promise you any letters.
Shit.
And I don't know if Sean's going to follow through on this.
I don't know. I'm just trying. I wrote a list of ideas of things I could be doing during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, working out, gardening. Mm-hmm.
How am I doing with my working out? How's my working out going? It's not going. I haven't worked out one time. So if no one else is, if you're out there, if you haven't worked out either, I just want you to know I'm in it with you.
I'm going to cook something that I've never cooked before. And I don't know what it is, but I'm
doing. You should make granola.
Make my own granola?
Uh-huh. I was looking
anyway,
at recipes.
It's a perfect opportunity to create the life you've always wanted if you had an unlimited amount of time.
And shit tons of fear.
Yeah.
And no future and no job.
No one's going fucking anywhere right now.
Okay, I know.
Listen to me. I'm like wanting to jump out the window here.
I like love that attitude, but I also want to temper it with, but also have tons of compassion on ourselves if we don't, like you were talking about, you don't feel very creative or very inspired. Like also let's bring that. Even though on paper we have tons of free time, there's so much uncertainty that's going to eat up some of that potential.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
So it's all about self-compassion. If you're feeling like taking over the world, do it.
If you feel like watching Netflix for a whole entire month.
If you need to go down the rabbit hole and just self-soothe, whatever, do that too.
That's right.
Yeah, I learned that.
It'd be a perfect time to drop some Stranger Things 3 right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kind of like Tiger King.
Oh my gosh, you still haven't seen that, have you?
I'm not going to watch it. Okay. I refuse.
Great. Okay. I loved it.
Thank you so much for giving us a chance
for listening to us. Yeah, just for being a sounding board today.
That's right. Yeah. And we do want to play a song of a stripped back version of one of our songs that we released in August or July of 2019.
I think it was June.
Oh, June? Okay. Yeah. But anyways, this is one of my favorites. This is called Venom. And Ariel thought it would be nice to play this.
I did think, because when I was listening to the lyrics,
during this time,
the lyrics are somewhat appropriate. So here we go. This one's called Venom.
Misery, misery is the venom in my brain. Killing me, but I don't feel the pain. Running from something that I can't really explain. Misery, misery is the venom in our veins. It's been kinda cold, feeling all alone. I haven't been myself in quite a while, you know. Cautionary tale, how quick the sick can spread. Don't meet their eyes, it's hypnotic. Make you forget that it's toxic. Caught up in all the chaotic. Sold you a lie and you bought it. Before you know it, you're nauseous. Hands down your throat till you vomit. Collapse from all the exhaustion. Now they got what they wanted. Misery, misery is the venom in my brain. Killing me, but I don't feel the pain. Running from something that I can't really explain.
For listening. We are just so grateful to all of you for going through this with us, so we feel a little bit less alone. If you want to stay connected, please do come check us out on socials at Icon for Hire everywhere. I just released a tutorial on how to make a face mask out of a t-shirt, so if you're into that, you can check it out.
And remember, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and social.
I'm
trying to do all the rules.
You just did your little Mr. Rogers voice. That was so good.
And remember,
stay home, stay cool.
That's right.
And stay rocking.
And love your neighbors.
Love your neighbors.
Help your neighbors if they need it.
But don't touch them.
Don't touch them.
Stay home. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com. At SDDpod on Twitter, at Social Distancing Diaries Pod on Instagram, and on Facebook.com/SocialDistancingDiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production. Voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season. Edited by Jed Shepherd. Concept by Tom Dark.